Hello, my name is Joel Reyes, developer evangelist for Microsoft Public Sector. With me today is Justin Angel, a developer of the United Nations news application. Justin, by the way, congratulations for being selected as one of the top three apps for the federal contest that we just concluded. And why don't you tell me a little bit about Virgo and yourself, and then we can talk about the application.
Well, sure. So thank you, Joel, for congratulating me. It is very exciting to win that contest. So talking about Virgo, which is where we're at right now, the Virgo office is in California. I work for Virgo as a senior developer, which means I lead projects for Virgo. And why I find this so exciting is because we have some of the most exciting technical projects that I came across in my entire career. I came to Virgo from Microsoft, working as a Servite program manager. And it's just amazing the type of projects we have here. We have Servite projects, we've got Windows Phone 7 projects, we've got ASP.NET MVC 3 projects, we've got Surface projects. We've got two Surfaces here. That's so exciting for me to get to work on stuff like that. And talking about the United Nations News app, it's something that I developed with the expertise that I gained in Virgo while we built some of our other Windows Phone 7 apps.
Yeah, it's interesting that you selected the United Nations. I think it's an organization that has big impact worldwide. So what else led you to that decision? And maybe you can tell them more about some of the media and the data sources that you brought together into the application, which is a very beautiful, well put together app.
Well, thank you for the compliments. Talking about the United Nations News app and why I really decided to do that, it is really just about the sheer impact of that app and what it could do if it really fulfills its mission, which is to get the United Nations News message out there to people. You want to use whatever tools you have to reach people and give it the message of the United Nations. So if it's showing them the news articles about what's going on in Cote d'Ivoire right now, or if it's giving them news on the United Nations mission in Haiti, or if it's showing them what's going on anywhere right now in the world through video, through webcast, through whatever, that's really the important thing. And this is why I built that app.
Yeah, and it's great that you were able to leverage some key features of the platform on top of building some of your own. So could you tell me a little bit about that? I noticed that you have something like text-to-speech functionality in there. How you accomplish
sure.
that?
For sure. So talking about the functionality of the app, it's really interesting because the app is really divided into four different parts. First part is news articles, which are textual. And you really want every single feature in the app to stand out, to pop out. So for text, what we actually have is it's text-to-speech, which is powered by Bing Translation Services. Another feature set in the app is photo services. So you get to see the photos that the UN United Nations News Service is actually trying to put out there. And it's so interesting to see that. And with that, the extra feature that we had is that you get to save images to the Pictures Hub on the phone. That's
okay.
An interesting
That's
integration
great.
Point. A third point, the third feature set, is video. So you get both the United Nations News webcasts and the United Nations radio, both well-honored time tradition. And it's just so interesting to see how that integrates into the music and video hub, because once you play a radio in the app, it actually registers within mm-hmm. the music and video
right,
hub.
Right.
So that's so interesting for me to see that. And you know, all of these features and integration with the operating system are awesome, but I think the key thing in this app was to leverage the Metro design language for Windows Phone
right.
7 and really adopt it within the app, whether it be having a nice panoramic background of live images, not some iPhone abstract images, but real live images of things, whether it be having the right margins exactly, the right fonts,
right.
and really bringing in the UN branding into the app. So
yes.
That's what I really found exciting.
So adherence to those standards that we have defined guarantees an application that can be as well put together as that. So what about the development experience? How much experience did you have with Windows Phone prior to that? And what is your judgment on the actual tool set that is integrated into Visual Studio to enable all this to happen?
Well, in terms of the developer experience, I have a lot of experience with Silverlight, but had almost no experience with Windows Phone 7. We did have a few Windows Phone 7 projects here in Vertigo. We built the Shazam prototype for Mix. We built the Netflix prototype for Mix. We built the iHeartRadio app, which is a top 20 app right now on the Windows Phone marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We did build a few really cool apps, but when you start off in Windows Phone 7, everything has to be a fresh experience. You really want to make something that pops out, that speaks specifically to the brand, specifically
right.
to what you're trying to achieve. And in terms of the developer experience, I found it phenomenally easy. The amount of time it took to build this app, and you look at this app, and it looks phenomenal. It looks gorgeous, has a lot of features, that it is feature full. And it took 2 weeks to build it.
In wow.
So I was really impressed with the developer experience for Windows Phone 7.
I can tell you that when we were going through the process of selection, as soon as we saw that application, we said, here's the winner. So we were very pleased that you took the time to build something that actually targets an organization like the United Nations. What's in the future? What are you guys going to do moving forward from here and with Windows Phone 7 and so on?
Well, as a company, Vertigo focuses on everything in the .NET platform. So we will have Windows Phone 7 projects in the future. Personally, I am looking at doing more Windows Phone 7 projects. This is just one of my side projects. I also have another app called Neurons, which features TED and Fora and RSA and Science Dump Talks. So it's a very interesting platform because you can get rolling so fast and build some really gorgeous, usable apps that have real value associated with them. And for me, that's the exciting value promise in Windows Phone 7.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I want to thank you again. But before I leave, there's some fun part that we need to do.
Okay.
The demo.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's do the demo then.
Show me.
Okay.
What do you got?
And this is the United Nations News app. You can see over here you've got all the sections for news. So you've got multiple areas of interest. You've got the top stories here. We've got the photo slideshow that we could start from here. We've got the list of videos that the United Nations News published recently. And the list of shows from United Nations Radio. So let's open up one of these sections. And we'll open up the health, poverty, and food security section. So we can start doing text-to-speech here at this point.
January 7, 2011, the United Nations has urged Nigeria to prevent further lead poisoning in the north and to implement measures
to... Let's stop that. Going back now. Going back to the main panorama control. Now we can see the photos. And there's a few photos in this app that you can see. If we really like one of these, we can even store it to the Pictures Hub. Going back. We got a list of videos, and we'll play a video.
The provisional agenda for this meeting is reports of the Secretary General on the Sudan.
And that was the United Nations News app. Thank you.